But to save your skin, you know, maybe erase his name. That'd be the greatest thing to do. Because he told me. He told me he saw it. And he didn't know, you know, at that time, when I was young, I just, what? Why does he have to hit those things? And only later he recognized that. And what he was saying at that time is, and it did, what does he say? When he was hitting with the thing. He was hitting like that. But that was, according to the native view, it was a sign where you have been fed by the Great Spirit and a symbol of respect and thankfulness. That was the idea.
So what you're talking about is when John Michel saw
Father Langua hitting
the bones, the skulls of animals
right.
that were put in trees by the portage to
right.
the river.
Right.
Yeah, that must have been a very powerful thing for him to see.
For him, it confused him, really. But later on, when he get older, he understand. You know, that's when he tells me. Mm-hmm. That's how the priest used to do that. How powerful he preach against that, he says. You know? And he understood also what our elders thought about this thing. He knows all that. So that is what to be explained. To explain what he is doing, what he think what he's doing. And to explain the youngster who saw, who didn't understand why does he have to hit those things. And later in years, as you get older, to understand what it was, what actually the bones mean hanging there. I understand that too. I've seen many bones, you know, in the trees that have been put there, and I know what that means. It's a respect of the animal. And also be thankful that God gave you things, the Great Spirit. The Creator, God, is the same. The Creator and the Great Spirit is the same being that we say God in this Christianity. It's the same, no difference. So that's why our elder says, can't be that evil. So they sort of say it under their breath, it can't be evil. Could it be the same God? They're so sure. But they don't say that. They don't want to argue with them, with the church, no.
So this notion of Kichimanto, you think that was there before the Christians got there?
Yeah, it was there.
And was it a thing that had a form, or was it a formless thing that came through all of the creation?
It is all spirit. There is no substance.
Okay.
That they believe that. There is no substance to the Great Spirit. It's a spirit, they say, not the substance. And that is why, you know, when they want to offer to pray, they don't have to make anything to contain what they want. They just pray right in the open. Every creation that is there, just pray openly. When they want to pray. That's why they go into the higher ground also. It's the same basic instinctive act with every nation who wants to have a bit higher. Like in the Old Testament, you know, Moses climbed the mountain to speak with God. That idea was there before Christianity. I show you the holy ground where he went there. You know, the first days in the holy ground. That's where they went to, the fast. That hill. And also the one that you see down south, it's a bit more shorter, eh? That's where they sleep for 3 days or three nights. More than that sometimes. So every place that you see a little hill, they used to use that. To the west, when we went to the Michel Bichavan, we didn't see that hill, it was to the north. There's a little hill there, outcropping of rocks. That is famous for people to go and do the praying. I stopped there too, but I did not do any dream quest. I just Catholic church. So that's there are places, there are things that was done just like the other nations. Okay?
That's great.
I think I have done the most part. I have told you what I think.
Okay.
And from it, you can pick out the right word and put it in, and you'll be okay.
That's great.